Well, divisions within the Turnbull government have deepened over the issue of marriage equality. The Prime Minister has rebuffed some moderate MPs who have threatened to cross the floor to force a parliamentary vote on the issue. He's reminded them firmly that the government's policy remains a national plebiscite. And there's talk this morning that pre-selections could be challenged if those MPs who support same-sex marriage continue to defy the party room. Warren Inch is one of those marriage rebels dubbed, quote, the suicide bombers by some of his colleagues. He's spearheading this campaign to resolve the issue on the floor of the parliament. He joins us from Weeper in far north Queensland, and apologies in advance, the phone line from Weeper is not so good. Warren Inch, thank you very much for joining us again.
Hello, friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Warren Inch, I understand the Prime Minister's called Trevor Evans and he's called Dean Smith, urging them to support and stay with the government's policy of a plebiscite on same-sex marriage. Has he rung you?
No, not at all. And just one question, correction on your introduction.
Yep.
I'm not aware of any of my colleagues that have threatened to do anything in relation to this issue. What we've said, you know, we've said that we would like the debate to come on, and we're looking forward to a discussion on it, but I'm not aware of any threats. Most of the threats have come out of reports in the media. I've certainly made a great page to say that we're not dealing with hypotheticals, and we're going to have a discussion, and certainly I'm not making any threats one way or the other.
Okay.
The threats seem to be coming from the other side of the debate, generally from anonymous sources where they're making claims without putting a name to their claim. The Prime Minister's position is a threat, and a whole range of other things like that, but not having the chance to identify themselves.
All right, Warren Inch, this phone line is deteriorating, so we may not go much longer, but let's try this, because you talked about those threats. Gary Spence, who's the LNP president in Queensland, he's written to rank and file members to express his disappointment at you, disappointed the views of you and Trevor Evans do not accord with the party's policy have been aired publicly. And he says, and I'm quoting, the LNP believes there should be no change to the definition of marriage. This is the view of the overwhelming majority of our party members. For a start, is he right on that? And do you believe there is a threat to your pre-selection if you choose to defy, ultimately, if it comes to that, the government's position of a plebiscite?
Well, first of all, let me say, if I want to start with this, is the problem here. We're expressing a view. We have every right to express that view. Others are coming out making threats. And you know, I haven't made any comment about what was said about the letter that came out, which was I was quite astounded and highly offended by the letter that was sent and distributed by Gary Spence yesterday. And I was asked by media yesterday to comment on it. And I said I wasn't going to comment until I'd actually spoken to the state president. So I had the opportunity late last evening of speaking to him. I told him I was highly offended by the tone of the letter itself. In the 21-odd years that I've been in this job, I've never seen anything like that coming to me. And I might remind him that, okay, the LNP is in Queensland. I am a Liberal. I joined the Parliament as a Liberal. Now, the motion that they're talking of was actually put up by a National Party member, and I think this is quite relevant. And, I mean, it's interesting to see the comments that, well, this has not been there to resolve the issue. This is there to delay it or postpone it or making sure that it doesn't happen. And here we go. This is a direct quote. This issue is so personally and politically charged, I think that any vote by the Parliament would produce a corrupted outcome. I mean, can you just imagine? So what we're saying, anything that's contentious can no longer be voted by the Parliament. It has to go by some sort of plebiscite that nobody's going to be bound to. And everybody's hoping to challenge by anybody. It's absolute nonsense. Now, as far as the party is concerned, they can have their conventions, they can put out guidelines, they can put out policies, what they see. You know, how does somebody in my position, where we have an LNP policy, and you know, some very interesting stuff come out of conventions, not necessarily practical, but some very interesting stuff, and they're entitled to do that. That's exactly where they have their voice. Then, of course, I'm a Liberal member in the Federal Parliament.
Okay.
They also have their views.
Warren
Inch. And of course, the National Party, as a coalition member, they've got their views. very often all of these views don't come in sync.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this phone line is just getting worse and worse, so I'm going to have to leave it there.
I can't help that. I'm sorry. No, I got full reception here, so I have no idea why that is the case.
Yeah, it's just getting almost impossible to listen to. But thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time. Warren Inch, LNP member for Leichhardt, joining us there from Weipa, Far North Queensland, and apologies for the quality of that. We also did seek an interview with Gary Spence, who is the LNP president in Queensland, but he was unavailable.